Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Graham Haynes, Assistant Superintendent, and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today, we'll be sharing a school spotlight, and the school we're going to be discussing today is our wonderful Haywood Early College. And our special guest is their principal, Ms. Lori Fox. Lori, thanks for being with us.
Hi, thank you for letting me be here and talk about the Early College.
Absolutely. So, first of all, just tell us all about the Early College. So size, kids, classes, teachers, accomplishments you guys have had. And I think really, probably just an understanding of the Early College as a whole, because I know a lot of people, it functions differently. And so a lot of people may not know exactly how it works and what it even is.
Sure. Well, Haywood Early College is part of our statewide network of early colleges, or sometimes they're referred to as cooperative innovative high schools. There's around 130-something of us in the state of North Carolina, and we all partner with either a community college or a four-year university. We are located on Haywood Community College's campus and partner with them, and they have been absolutely wonderful to us and our students as our students work through 4 years in high school where they take all honors high school classes along with earning an associate degree, which is equivalent to 2 years of college. During their 4 years with us. So a great opportunity for them to get accelerated coursework and save their family some money on college tuition.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So about how many kids and what kind of opportunities do they have at the Early College, aside from obviously being able to get that associate's degree as well?
So we average around 185 kids right now. We have 7 high school teachers that teach high school classes. And then we work with numerous college instructors that teach our college classes, and some of those also count toward high school credits. That's the beauty of all this, that they get to double dip sometimes on their college classes, also counting toward their high school diploma. They are very, very good at what they do on the high school and college side, and I think our students really take advantage of all the opportunities provided for them, and they take great pride in our school. We're a National Blue Ribbon School, which is a national recognition for academics, and then we are also an Apple Distinguished School and have a great partnership with Apple and have been recognized by them for our innovative teaching and learning with their technology. So we're proud of both of those things.
Absolutely. Yeah, our Early College is fantastic, and it's obviously, it's in the name, and it's at the community college's campus, but it's almost a different little world when you go up there.
Different little world.
You know, it quiet, not that any school's not quiet when kids are in class, but there's just a different feel to it, and the kids are moving around, and there's so much more freedom in a sense. You know, they're walking from your main college building to the other college buildings.
Sure.
They're going to lunch that's 2 or 3 buildings over. It really feels like a college, which I know that's kind of the purpose. It's what it's supposed to be.
Right.
But it really, it's just a cool feeling, you know, when
you
go into it. It's a high school, but it's really a college in a sense. And so it's really cool, and it's a unique opportunity for our kids. So how do students get into the Early College?
So we take students from all over Haywood County, which makes us a little different than every other school here, right? That's confined to kind of a district in which you live. So we serve students from Bethel to Balsam to Newfound and everywhere in between, and have applicants from our middle schools in Haywood County, as well as our charter school, our private schools, homeschool students. We really see applicants from everywhere every year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that's a tribute to how good the Early College is that, you know, we've not only got our Haywood County school students that have been with us and have worked hard to be able to be eligible to get into the Early College, but there's students that are not Haywood County school students, but they want to come back to us to be at the Early College, or come to us, you know, if they haven't to begin with. So I think that's really awesome. So what kind of things do you have, initiatives or any big things planned for the rest of this year at Haywood Early College?
Well, one initiative, and I think some elementary principals may have mentioned this, is TBRI. We have worked hard with that at the beginning of the year with our students and meeting with the 30th Judicial Alliance. They came in for some school-wide meetings, as well as many afternoons spent with our faculty as we work through that as a faculty as well. And just bringing that program in, I think it's something that we can all gain something from. So that work will continue. And then another piece that we have going on this year, and this started a few years back, are our university campus visits, where we take students to 8 to 10 universities every year and want them to figure out where they go next. Because when they leave us, they have 2 years of college under their belt. And most of that general work is finished, so they're starting their major coursework when they get to university. So we want them to get the biggest bang for their buck and know where they're going and know what they want to major in. So getting them on these campuses, whether public or private, rural or urban, you know, and it's just as important for them to see where they don't want to go as where they do want to go, so that they just have that really firm idea when they leave us. But this year, we're leaving next week to go, I think Boston is the most northern point, to visit 9 universities. 6 of those are Ivy League schools, 3 of them, the other 3 are Johns Hopkins, NYU, and MIT, so very highly regarded academic schools. But the reason we're going is, last year we had a student accepted to Harvard, so that has kind of opened our eyes to the Ivy League thing. And when you look up schools with best value, these Ivy League schools and these well-known academic schools have such huge endowments that they're giving away tons of scholarship money to students to come attend there. And we just want our students to be able to experience that and know that that's not out of reach for students from Haywood County.
Absolutely. I think that's awesome. And even if they don't end up there, to be able to go there, sure, and to see them and walk around those campuses and just kind of get that feeling.
Right, yeah. And if they are not going there, awesome, for their bachelor's degree, maybe somewhere down the road for their master's or doctorate.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just, again, cool to be able to say that you went, sure, and you saw it, because how many people have been and walked around Harvard?
Not that many.
Not me, exactly. and so I think that's awesome, and it's a cool opportunity for our kids. You also mentioned the TBRI, and you know, you said that some of our elementaries have mentioned that too, mm-hmm, and they have, as well as our middles, and mm-hmm, so I think that's really cool. It's kind of a vertical alignment. It just shows that no matter what age the kids,
sure,
are at, that stuff is valuable.
Yes, it is.
And it's nice to be able to, it just helps you build those relationships with the kids and just kind of know where they're coming from,
it
so
does,
that we can help them be as successful,
sure,
as possible,
yeah,
which is awesome. So one more thing I wanted to mention, I know you had a Roan Scholar recently.
Sure.
And I just wanted to know if you could tell us a little bit about that and who that is, that student, sing their praises a little bit.
Sure. So let me single out Savannah Shaw, who was granted the Roan Scholarship to East Tennessee State University. That's a full ride where she will have study abroad experiences and just a ton of experiences at East Tennessee. That's a very highly regarded program. And we have other Haywood County graduates who have also participated in that. But in general, for our seniors, we have a fantastic graduating class. This is an exciting time of year as acceptance letters are rolling in, and they're excited on where they're being accepted to. And, you know, and I have to mention our senior Lily Seymour, who has been a student advisor to the State Board of Education for the past 2 years. Just many success stories coming out of our graduating class this year. We're excited for them, but we're going to miss them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's one of the greatest things and worst things about high school, is that it's amazing to see them grow up and
mm-hmm.
move on and succeed, but it's very sad to see them go.
Yes, it is very sad to see them go. Because
you get attached to those
you
kids,
do.
Especially you, probably more so because you get to be with someone
for
5 years.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and you know, and so, you know, like I said, it's great, but it's sad all at the same time, but it's a good experience. So, Laura, I just want to thank you for being here with us. Is there
sure,
anything else you'd like to share about the Early College?
Nope. Just come see us anytime you want to visit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. This has been the Haywood County Schools Report. Have a wonderful day, Haywood County.